let's start with what is GitHub Packages? Well, GitHub Packages is basically a centralized package repository for all the package dependencies you may have. We support currently NPM, NuGet, Maven, Grail, RubyGems, and Docker inside GitHub Packages. And they are basically scoped per repo. So one question I normally have is, why should I use the package, or why should I save a package inside GitHub Packages rather than save it in the public NPM or the public NuGet server? Well, of course, it's for two reasons. First one is, if you don't want to make your package public, you may consider using GitHub Packages, because if your repo is private, you can have the GitHub package for that repo private. And second is also for speed and performances. Having the packages inside the same infrastructure means that whenever you need to use those packages, it will be much easier and much faster to retrieve them rather than grabbing them from third-party infrastructure, for example. But mainly is to ensure that your dependencies, especially the dependencies that you created, so you created your own NPM package, your own Gradle package, and so on and so forth, are available and secured within your infrastructure to be able to be used inside your projects. This is just one of the examples using NPM. You can, of course, public the NPM package directly from GitHub to GitHub Packages from the user repo, and GitHub adds all the metadata to it. And to do so, it uses directly the README that you have in your repository to add some sort of description and general details to your package. And it does that not only for NPM, of course, but for all the supported repository and package type. Same thing with Docker. You can publish the Docker image directly from within GitHub using GitHub Actions to GitHub Packages. And we don't only support, of course, Docker, but we support also the OCI. And you can use any Docker action. We have the official Docker action that allows you to build them, push a Docker image, and you can target GitHub Packages. Or you can even use directly the Docker command line to publish to GitHub Packages. And basically, it would be the same that you use for publishing to Docker Hub. You just use the GitHub Packages as target environment for your push. If you've followed latest announcement, we have now another way to store containers in GitHub, which is even better than GitHub Packages. Because GitHub Packages is more for software packages, especially for your own dependencies. And you can use that to save your packages either privately or publicly, depending on the availability of your repo. And of course, use those packages, as I said, as dependencies. And you can store Docker images in there. I would say the recommended approach is using the GitHub container registry instead, because it's purposely designed for container images. And what that means is that, first of all, it's not scoped as repo, but is scoped as organization or owner. Like in my case, I would have a GitHub container registry for all my repos. If you use it inside an organization with a client, they will be able to use that from within the whole organization. And you have a much more fine-grained permission system for that. So it's not just private, public, and everyone having access to that repo has access to packages. For the GitHub container registry, it's much more fine-grained. And of course, as I mentioned, the visibility is now separate from the repo visibility. For example, you may have a public repo, but then keep the GitHub container registry private, even though maybe it's hosting an image from that repo, or vice versa. You may have a private repo that is generating your image, pushing it to the GitHub container registry, and have that image publicly available in there. One thing I haven't mentioned is that, so far at least on the GitHub packages, we don't support a generic type of package. So if you need to do that, we do have, for example, the GitHub release that is more a generic store, if you will, in which you can save whatever kind of file you want. But that's, of course, public. So again, if it's, if your repo is public, that will be public. But if you want to use the GitHub packages for generic or for what is called universal packages, that's not currently supported. And another thing I forgot to mention when talking about the GitHub container registry is that, of course, you can use that as a normal container registry, meaning that you can use them to host your images then that you can deploy anywhere else. As long as you have a personal access token or a user that can access that container registry outside of your organization, and you can configure that in your permissions, then you can use that credential to deploy to your Kubernetes in Azure or your ECS on Amazon and whatnot. So that can be used like you would do for Docker Hub.